This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Friday it was up to Hamas to agree to a ceasefire that would allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
Secretary of State Blinken said Friday that if Hamas agrees to the latest proposed ceasefire, not only would it allow for more humanitarian aid to get into Gaza, but also pave the way for talks on an enduring resolution to the conflict.
The issue is whether Hamas will decide or not to have a ceasefire that would benefit everyone. The ball is in their court. We're working intensely on it, and we'll see what they do.
The Palestinian militant group left talks in Cairo aimed at reaching an agreement to pause fighting ahead of Ramadan amid fears violence could escalate during the Muslim fasting month. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Sweden has formally joined the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, the intergovernmental military alliance known as NATO, a decision officials said was prompted by Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias reports.
As of Thursday, Sweden has become NATO's 32nd member, as formally announced by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
Swedes realize something very profound, that if Putin was willing to try to erase one neighbor from the map, then he might well not stop there.
For its own show of force and unity, NATO began conducting military exercises above the Arctic Circle on Monday. They are part of a larger set of drills that will continue over several months. Veronica Valeras Iglesias, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.